Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures. In-depth discussion on movies, no matter how guilty they make you feel.
What the hell is happening, Schmoville? We are here. It's Guilty Movie Pleasures. It's Tuesday, 1 p.m. I know you guys missed us. If you guys are on the live stream there on YouTube, JTE will be fielding comments and questions. He's in the studio mispronouncing words as per usual today. I say on the way here, I don't know if I told you that, before I introduce my guest, Ken Knapsack. JTE wanted to felicitate the show today as opposed to facilitate.
Good, so. Man. Felicity was a great show. We could talk about
He's
that,
too. He's
a big
Kerry Russell fan. here to talk 1997 hit Spice World.
That's what we are.
It's my good buddy. You guys know him as a pit boss, Ken Knapsack. Ken, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure to come here and share this joy and spice up your life, man.
This is the happiest I've seen you in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And we're supposed to have Alicia Malone. She was on a flight. She's going to be joining us shortly, but I believe she's going to be talking on the phone with us for a bit. Yeah. From her lovely Volkswagen Beetle convertible.
Yeah, I need her here because I've seen this movie a lot and I love it. Yeah. She's lived this movie.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, JT, can you call her up? I want to know, I guess we'll get her on the phone. Because the first time I ever watched this movie was last night. It came on my DVR about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. So I recorded it because we talked to Chili's about wanting to come on and do this show. Yeah. So I was like, I'd never seen Spice World. Why would I? I was a straight kid playing in the yard, whacking kids with swords. You know what I mean?
Why would you?
I was 1997. I was going to be a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just searching my way through. Okay. Just, you know,
yeah.
I was a minor drug dealer on the scene there in Upper St. Clair, Pennsylvania. And so I watched it. Yeah. And have you ever seen Hard Day's Night, the Beatles movie?
I'm one of the biggest Beatle fans in the world, next to Scott Mann's movie Manson Profiles, the number one rated show this today in TV and film.
Was it really number one?
Today, it hit
Get
number
the
one.
Hell out of here.
I am a giant Beatles fan. So Hard Day's Night, Help, and Magical Mystery Tour are movies that I think fuel into this movie a little bit.
Well, there was one. Let's hold on. I got the taglines here.
There's taglines?
No, there's taglines. There's four.
Yeah.
Okay. They perform for royalty and entertain millions the world over. But now, they're making a movie. That's the first one. Second one. You say you want a revolution, which is a complete ripoff of the
it's
Hard
an
Day's Night.
It's an homage. No, not to Hard Day's Night, just to the Beatles song. Yeah.
Third tagline. They don't just sing. That's it. And the fourth. Five girls. 5 days, one rocking world. So that's our taglines here for Spice World. Here's the thing, and JTE was kind of talking about it. He's trying to fix the camera right now, but he had sisters. JTE had sisters.
Okay.
Did you have a sister?
He still has. I have a younger sister, yeah.
You have a younger sister.
Yeah.
JTE's sisters were obsessed with this movie. Am I correct, JTE?
He says yes.
Yeah, they had that thing running like 24/7 on the TV.
Okay.
Oh, so you know it pretty well too.
On VHS. And Ken, you own this copy of...
That DVD is my copy that I own. I don't own a copy of Godfather, Godfather 2. I don't own a copy of Apocalypse Now or Citizen Kane or Double Indemnity. I don't know. I own a copy
of Spice
World. Is that a movie?
I don't know. I think that's just... We got Alicia on the line. Is Double Indemnity a movie, JT? Look that up. Alicia? Hello? Uncle
Leo? Really, really well.
Alicia, you're on. Come save us.
We're waiting.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
You
I know
sound
you're
far away.
I sound far away. I am driving. I'm hurtling down the freeway trying to join you guys. It's exactly like the final scene of the movie.
Oh, exactly.
We are living Spice World right now.
We are in Spice World.
Now, Alicia, did you see this movie in the theater?
I think I did. It was 1997. I was a huge fan of the Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with them. I bought all their albums and all their tour DVDs and everything. I loved them so much.
The tour DVDs?
I remember going to the cinema to see this in Canberra, Australia. And then I bought it on VHS. I watched it over and over and over again. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Okay. Do you have... Now, Ken owns a DVD copy. Do you have a DVD of it?
I don't, no. But I was really excited when it came on Netflix because then I could watch it.
You could just oh, is it streaming on Netflix?
Stream it straight into your heart.
Now, see, I was telling Ken, I recorded it off my DVR. So I was watching it on the DVR. And I have a female roommate mm-hmm. who just moved in. And I was making fun of her DVR choices. And she screamed, "You have Spice World on the DVR." I was like, "It's for a show!"
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm the film chick.
Yes.
I'm at the High Elation Alliance Film School with Ken Napzok, but I will defend this movie because I think it's actually really well made and very cleverly structured.
Yeah, right. It's tongue-in-cheek. It's very aware of what it is.
Sure.
It breaks the fourth wall. It has fun. It's got great cameos from mm-hmm. a wide range of talented British actors, plus the Spice Girls.
Yes.
So, you know, I totally agree with Alicia on this one. This is a very, if you're going to have a guilty movie pleasure, this one will take you on a journey.
Listen, I am a fan of most everything, chick movies, lady movies, rom-coms, whatever. I loved that movie, with Amanda Bynes when she goes to England and he meets her dad and her dad is Colin Firth. I believe it's, sure. she's the one. She's
sure.
the, oh, that, what a girl wants.
Was,
yeah, what a girl
she's
wants.
She's the one with the Ed Burns movie.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. I went into this movie very, skeptical and obviously not super excited about it, but because, two of the people I respect most in this world and on the Schmoes No Show peppered me at Chili's to watch this movie, to come on and talk Spice Girls, Spice World. I gave it the benefit of the doubt, and I got to tell you, I kind of enjoyed it.
Right.
I kind of did.
Right. Right.
I will tell you, okay, I was obsessed with Jerry Halliwell. When the Spice Girls first came on the scene, I loved Jerry. When I found out
Ginger.
There was, yeah, Ginger, when she came on, when she had the naked pictures released, I was really excited.
I'm sure you were.
I used to watch, let's be a little PC here, at Full Attention during the video where she's in the desert throwing the boomerang. She was a voluptuous woman that seemed really kind of just right between classy and slutty. You know what I mean?
Perfect McCougar girl.
Right
Go
there.
Go power.
Go power.
Now, is she the one that's obsessed with girl power? Is she like the super
that
feminist?
Was her main, as a group,
yeah,
as a whole.
It.
Yeah.
Now, was there a whole thing, like, did you jump on board with the girl power, Alicia, because you are the feminazi, as it's called on the AMC Movie Talk, or did you?
Hey.
Yeah, that's what
we love you. We love you.
Which is a ridiculous thing.
It's ridiculous.
No,
the commenters on AMC Movie Talk or what they should anyway, because Alicia sends me text. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to. Now, who was Ginger your favorite? Because but you had blonde hair back then, so was it Baby Spice?
Actually, Posh Spice. My
favorite. Oh, yes. Yeah?
I liked her attitude. I liked her fashion sense. And in this movie particularly, she is really funny. The thing I like about this movie is that they accentuate their characters, their stereotypes. And it's actually a really interesting look at fame and celebrity, how you build people up to tear them down. It makes fun of them, and they're in on the fun too. And it's basically the 90s version of Hard Day's Night, which is the film with the Beatles, which Matt really loves.
Well,
and if you look at it, it's like a documentary within a movie, and then it's all a movie in the end.
Yeah, and there's actually more direct comparisons to Magical Mystery Tour, and not just a bus, which took Magical Mystery Tour took place on a bus, but they directly pay homage to Magical Mystery Tour with the drill sergeant scene.
Oh,
that is a homage to Victor Spinetti's drill sergeant character in Magical Mystery Tour. That's directly from that Beatles movie. So I, as a Beatle fan, really appreciate
that's
that.
That's where. So let me. I'll say this, Ken. Did you first see this on VHS? You didn't go to the theater.
No,
did you?
I didn't go to the theater. Here's my Spice Girls story.
Yes.
Let's all share them.
Yes.
I was a rock DJ in the mid 90s, so I had long hair, a beard, and I was on air.
I still have yet to see any of these.
I'll dig them up.
Pictures.
But I liked a lot of British rock. I'm a big Oasis fan, stuff like that. Beatles, Stones, all that stuff. So I was a rock guy. Right. These Spice Girls come out, and I'm like, what the hell is this? So on my morning show, every day, we'd make fun of the Spice Girls.
Okay.
And in the early days of the websites, we'd go to spicegirls.com.geocities.mindspring.whatever, and we'd make...
Oh, your Netscape Navigator.
On our show, we'd make fun of the Spice Girls. I'd take a which Spice Girl test are you? I was Sporty, which has always been my favorite Spice Girl. But towards the end, what happens when you start making fun of something so much? It's kind of like women who date you. Eventually, you start to like them. And I grew a special affinity for these girls. And okay. I actually started to like them. I own a VHS tape of all their videos.
A compilation
Yeah,
VHS?
It's like all their videos. Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
This is shocking to me. I'm loving
JT's
every second
shaking
of
his head. Just because I haven't seen The Godfather doesn't mean I can't enjoy Spice World. And I thought it was funny. I thought Richard E. Grant did a great job. Meatloaf as the bus driver.
Oh, Meatloaf as the bus driver. And the tongue-in-cheek, I would do anything for love, but I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Roger Moore at that point, well, I don't know if you guys know this, according to IMDb, Roger Moore's whole cameo was shot in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So was the guy who plays the evil newspaper owner who's spitting.
Richard O'Brien, who wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
His whole scenes, they took one day. Mm-hmm. So he was, those two actual shoots took two total days to get those awesome cameos. I like everything for
you
the most
like
part.
Everything,
I really
yeah.
do like, especially when it comes to music and movies. Like one of our YouTubers, ripped me on Between the Sheets today. He's like, I can't believe you say you like to sing along to Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. I love it.
Waking Up in Vegas is one of my favorite songs.
It's a great song. Alicia Malone has literally sang Shake It Off every day for the last 7 weeks. It's been stuck in her head forever. It's okay to, guys, it's okay to be in touch with your feminine side, in touch with, you're confident in your heterosexuality.
Wait, time out.
Spice World.
I don't think Spice World's not about femininity or feminine or masculine. It's just about good damn fun. Gender be damned.
It is a carnival ride of a movie. It really is. You know what I really like is that everything in the movie is basically rainbow color coded.
So very bright primary colors.
Yes. I really enjoyed the boot camp scene.
Yeah.
Everything they climbed on had a rainbow. I'd like to think that those sets are saved somewhere in the gay community as far as like a gay boot camp of sorts.
The bus is somewhere.
It's
preserved.
A museum.
It's a museum. Yeah. It was preserved. But it's got funny lines. Alicia, what are you know these lines. I've heard you quote these lines. What are some of your favorite lines from this movie?
For some reason, probably because I love Posh. I love the line where it's like, she's driving a bus and she's like, bloody Sunday drivers. It's only Saturday. I don't know why, that one kills me. And I love Stephen Fry's cameo when he's playing the judge.
Yes.
And he calls him Melvin C. And Gary. So funny. There's so much. I used to be able to quote the film from start to finish because I've seen it so much. Now I forget bits and pieces, but it just makes me so happy to watch it because it's so much fun and it moves really quickly.
It does move.
It's
quickly.
Only an hour and a half, which is great.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of little subplots. You know, you got George Wendt and Mark McKinney, who, you know, from Kids in the Hall, one of the funniest people of all time in my mind. And George Wendt, Norm. And they got a great line. They're trying to pitch these movies, which is funny in itself. Yeah. You got Alan Cumming doing the documentary, which, Alicia, you're very right. This is a commentary on fame. Their manager, Richard Grant, plays a manager, and he says, you know, and Roger Moore calls him and says, hey, stand by for the backlash, because that's what happens. Yeah. And sure enough, That's a great comment on what we do in society towards famous and successful people. We build them up just to tear them down. And that's what this movie had in there.
In Australia, they call it the tall poppy syndrome. And it's big in Australia where we love to build people up and then as soon as they get too big for their boots, we love to tear them down. Exactly in that same way where it's like, what dirt can we find? What words can we twist? How can we make this, make them look scandalous?
Yeah.
Okay, I get where you're going on this, but let's talk about why it's a bit of a guilty movie pleasure.
Okay, absolutely. This didn't win an Oscar, I get it.
We didn't win an Oscar. It was actually ranked as the top 100 most likable, you know, like pieces of crap. The Razzies ranked it as one of the best worst watches or whatever you want to call it. Okay, this movie is a 100% a live action cartoon. For the most part.
Yeah, so's Battle of Five Armies, but this one This is better. It's got a better plot.
Ken, this is better than Hobbit. Battle of the Five Armies. Okay.
Am I being murdered on the internet right now?
One guy just wrote, I'll never look at Ken the same again.
I look at Ken differently every day because he's just a man of many faces. It starts out where, the Spice Girls all apparently live together.
On a
big bus.
Well, they're on tour.
Yeah. Did the bus actually look like that inside? Or was that a sex?
Did you just realistically ask if that bus on the inside was a two-story with a den and a workout room and a second level for... Did you seriously just ask that question? Because the look on your face was very sincere.
Oh, I got away with that.
That was
one.
A set.
Oh, there we go. Ken just got really upset.
Alicia, what part of the bus would you want to live on?
Yeah.
I like babies. Baby Spice's.
She had that swing.
Area.
Yeah, Baby Spice had a swing.
Animals. It's really cute. Yeah.
I'd like to really point out that Baby Spice always has a lollipop in her mouth, and that's just really bad for oral hygiene. You know?
Yeah, but that's what Baby Spices do.
And right? Baby Spice gets away with everything, which...
Emma Button should. She's a gorgeous woman.
She is gorgeous.
Sporty was my Spice, but my second Spice was Baby Spice.
Why was Sporty your Spice?
Something about Melchism. I just liked her. There was a vulnerability to her toughness.
Melchismo?
And later on in life, some stuff came out that she battled some eating disorders and everything. Yeah. And I just thought she was a really... She bounced back from that well. She's a great singer and actually went on to a pretty good solo career in the UK.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Guys, guess what?
You're here.
I'm here.
Park, hang up. Park, get in.
Yeah.
The seat's ready for you.
All right. We're waiting for Alicia to come in to talk more Spice World. Elaborate on some more of your favorite Spice Girl songs, per se? Maybe your favorite Spice Girl video?
I enjoyed the one in the desert.
I'm
giving you everything. We were singing it before the show. Don't let him deny it.
That scene in the movie when they do it a cappella? Listen.
Come on.
There's not much better thing. Like, for me, a cappella singing groups are awesome.
Yeah.
I love, we had this group in college called Phi Mu Alpha, and they were a singing fraternity, and they hit, like, they were doing all the mashups, and I love Pitch Perfect. If you don't love Pitch Perfect, you're going to be
seen
that. Oh, that movie's maybe incredible.
But, you know, they do a cover of the Gary Glitter song, Leader of the Gang. Yeah. Gary Glitter actually filmed like a 4-minute cameo in that scene, and then the bad things came out, and he couldn't appear in the movie. You tell me at the end of this movie, you're not happy when they're singing Spice Up Your Life, Spice World, and they're singing, dancing, and even Meatloaf's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
His name is Robert Paulson. There she is. All right.
Alicia's here. Alicia's here straight from LAX running in.
The Australian Ginger Spice. Let's give it up for her.
We were just talking about the songs, your favorite songs of overall or just the movie itself?
No, I mean, when they sing that a cappella five part, there you go. Yeah, you had a little applause break. Welcome, Alicia.
Thanks.
You look great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she just flew in from New York, raced LAX, and she looks amazing. Yeah. She is a Spice Girl.
I did the makeup in the car.
As you were
driving and talking to you guys.
What a champion.
That's a guilty movie pleasure.
That's something that Posh Spice would be very proud
absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely. Right. The part in Posh Spice when she says it's a Gucci dress. And then in the training montage when she just has heels and a dress on and she's not going
just goes
just
around instead
through.
Of crawls through.
I love
through.
It. And I love the photo shoot where they all dress as each other.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Very
so
clever.
Funny.
I was overly excited for that, wasn't I?
Yeah. But you were saying, why is this a guilty movie pleasure? Because it's the Spice Girls. I mean, come on. As you said, it's colorful. It's full of great music, but only if you're a Spice Girls fan will you enjoy this one.
What?
And I knew all the dances. I probably still do.
Well,
knew all the words to
all
the
songs.
Well,
there's only one way to prove that.
Yes.
Yeah. Play
and,
it.
And as many times as we've done karaoke, you've never sang a Spice Girl song.
That's I know.
A good point.
Yeah.
The only one I could probably do is Zig Zigar. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yeah. We can work something up. Maybe the three of us can do that. Yeah.
Well, here's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you got to listen carefully. You got M in the place, he likes it in your face. You got G like MC, you likes it in an easy beat. She don't come for free.
She's a real lady.
See? Somebody down and one another.
See,
this movie
zig, zig,
was just waiting to connect to your heart, Josh.
And by the way, that's my favorite musical moment in this movie is when they're singing that song, but
back
in
the bar,
cafe,
back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's like an a cappella version.
Yeah.
Sidney was talking about
it. And the a cappella version of Giving You Everything when they're rehearsing.
Yeah.
And then
where they have Jerry's mic way down.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a good thing. Yeah.
The only two people who can sing is Sporty and Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The rest, they just layer it over the top. Mel B's pretty good, but...
And I also argue that Posh really couldn't dance or move too well.
No.
She was like the Alex Van Halen of the band.
I mean, she does have little Gucci dresses on.
But. Yeah.
I know. I still liked it.
I really do. The montages in movies like this are, I think, a definition of a guilty movie pleasure, right? So we'll go back to the movie that I referenced earlier, What a Girl Wants. There's like a photo shoot montage with Miranda Bynes. Colin Firth is in that movie.
Yes.
We were talking about Colin Firth won an Oscar, right? Did he win an Oscar
for
King's
Speech?
Yes. Right? Okay. Guilty movie pleasure. We're doing What a Girl Wants for Colin Firth, week of the Oscars. That's it.
It's established.
That's when I fell in love with Amanda Bynes. And I fell out of love with her when she tried to stab me in an airport.
That's when I fell in love with Colin Firth.
No, Mr. Darcy.
I'm surprised he wasn't in this movie. Colin Firth, I mean, he's like a British legend.
Yeah. I mean, the thing I liked about all the cameos were they were pretty much all the British comedians at the time. Mm-hmm. You got Hugh Laurie.
Name the music video Hugh Laurie is in with John Malkovich.
I have no idea.
I don't think there's a point to know that.
Yeah.
Andy Lennox walking on broken glass.
Oh,
Hugh Laurie and John
really?
Malkovich.
I knew, okay, Malkovich.
In 17th century attire.
And I know you're talking about Meatloaf. And that's also one of my favorite lines. The I'll do anything for those girls, but I won't
do that. Yep. And that role originally was supposed to go to the boxer Frank Bruno.
Yeah.
And he actually was cast, and there was an issue, a fight or something on set where his son wasn't allowed to take a picture with the girls, and he's like, I'm out.
Why wasn't the son allowed to take a picture with
him? I don't know.
Was his son
Spice Girls? Why wouldn't you want to take a picture? I don't know. And what about you got Barry Humphries, aka Dame Edna, as Kevin McMaxford,
Australian legend.
Yeah.
He's playing kind of like a Rupert Murdoch type.
And then the close up of him spitting while he's talking is incredible.
And when it starts raining on his head, he gets so upset. It's so funny. It's a spoof movie.
It is
essentially.
Jennifer Saunders. From French and Saunders, absolutely fab,
right.
Absolutely fab. Oh
yeah.
Talking to us and shit.
All right, we got Cody Hall, intern extraordinaire, and the head of our social media department here at Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Yeah, it's a whole department.
He runs it. He's got a couple assistants under him. I believe they're just troll dolls that sit in his room. Ladies and gentlemen, Cody Hall, how you doing, buddy?
Yay!
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. Still trying to recover from this movie here.
No, wait, Cody. Weren't even born yet.
Yeah, Cody, what year were you born?
I was born in 92, so I was five when this came out.
That's the appropriate demographic.
Yeah, I really feel like...
Believe it or not, I saw this in theaters. I remember going to the theater to see this. I swear to God.
Was this with your sisters? Did you go to the theater with your sisters? Or was it like your mom made you go after school?
My mom made me go, yeah.
She made you go.
It was me and two brothers.
Was your mom a big Spice Girls fan?
Oh, yeah, totally. She had all the CDs playing in the house all the time, yeah.
Unbelievable. She raised you right, Cody.
She did.
And you don't like this movie?
I was confused watching it just now.
Confused?
I couldn't tell whether or not I liked it, but once the aliens showed up, that's when I was just like, okay.
Oh, the aliens,
oh, yeah,
that's
classic.
You
can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
And all the alien wants is a kiss.
It's a kiss and an autograph.
And tickets to the
Albert
Hall. And he goes for the boob handshake, which is a very underappreciated move. I've tried it many a time, mostly at spring breaks. The boob handshake is incredible. I love that the alien went there, especially because every time Mel B has something on, it's just all cleavage.
But
it's great.
Yeah.
So, Cody, did you watch this again recently to be a part of this discussion?
I watched it this morning.
What a way to wake up.
Yes.
I know, right?
And who's your favorite Spice Girl, Cody? Just give it to us. Come on.
Posh all the way.
Posh. He's a posh guy.
Yeah.
JT, who's your favorite Spice Girl?
Posh.
Oh, so three Poshes,
Posh
a Sporty,
was,
and a Ginger.
Yeah. Sporty again overall, but I was a fan of Posh, but Baby too.
Met Mel B at a junket recently because she does stuff for Australian radio, and she wasn't that nice.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, hi.
Don't meet your heroes, kids. Don't meet your heroes.
Now, okay, so Cody, you're a Posh Spice fan. in this, if you were going to, I don't know where I'm going to go with this. Okay. So you're watching this movie and the aliens come out, but didn't the last scene kind of really wrap it up after the credits were over? Like the roll credits. Didn't that, was, I mean, I thought that was the most brilliant part of the movie because I was like, okay.
When Nick Fury showed up and offered them to join the Avenge team, I thought it was made perfect.
Ahead of its time.
It's just, oh, it's a, no, that didn't happen.
Didn't it kind of wrap it up though for you when they like they pitch the movie? Finally, the pitch comes around and they pitch the chase scene. Basically, Alicia getting here from the airport. Didn't it kind of wrap up the movie well? I thought that was like, okay, we know this movie is just horrendously funny. They're making fun of themselves, but then that last part was really just tongue in cheek inside of a tongue in cheek with a hat on top of a hat.
A lot of Inception going on.
Yeah, totally. I'll admit I did not see that coming. I was actually surprised by a twist in Spice World. Didn't think that would ever happen, but it was pretty cool.
If you were going to give this a schmo rating, 1 out of 0 to 5, what are you going to give this guy?
5.
I'd go a solid 3, just for a fun factor.
Okay, so it gets fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
We'll keep you hired.
Yeah.
I'd go 5 as well for the 5 Spice Girls.
Yeah, 1 to 8. Good.
Prior to, of course, Ginger quitting in 1998, which was a sad day in music.
Was Ginger the first to quit?
Citing other business and depression, left the band in 98.
And then they kind of reformed for a bit, but it's never been the same since.
07, they sung at the 2012 Olympics in London, came back for that.
It was just a sad day in manufactured pop. Yeah.
You know what they need to do?
I don't like my Spice Girls manufactured.
Very manufactured from the start, and that's why they work together. Really well.
Oh, it's a studio band. It's perfect. It was like Asia.
Yeah, they were all picked. And that was one of the first bands to do that, where they were all kind of picked and then thrown together.
Yeah, at least the first to really make it to that level. Yeah. You know?
Cody, before I let you go, favorite Spice Girls song?
Dude, I got the classic, If You Want to Be My Lover.
Okay.
Yes.
I forgot the name of it.
You know, a lot of
you can be part of the karaoke.
A lot of people are not giving Two Becomes One credit.
Oh, Two Becomes One's a classic. No, that wasn't a good one. I know.
No.
When to become, that was the slow one. That was their monster ballad.
I like Spice Up Your Life.
Yeah,
that was,
yeah.
That's a good one too.
Cody, thanks for calling in, buddy. We love you. We're not sure what we're going to do next week, but I'm sure you're going to come up with some good memes about it. And sorry about your flat tire there on the Golden Globes, but you had some pretty good tweets you were sending out. I'm proud of you.
All right, thanks, man.
Proud of you. All right, brother. We'll talk to you.
All right, buddy.
So I think my favorite part in the movie. Well, there's only one.
Okay.
Is when they cut, when you think they're going to jump the bus, like speed. Yeah. See, now I would have gone to the speed, like if they could have cut, they pulled the speed thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put it, but then they did, and originally it was an animated thing, and they were going to voice over. But then they just did like the Macuga in his bedroom jumping over the London Bridge, which I thought was, again, as this movie went on, at first, I was like, God, I'm going to hate this. Because the acting was so... Here's the thing. When people overact
in
movies...
Well, they're not actors.
I know this, Alicia, okay? But when
they're
people...
not professional actors.
I get it.
But as the tagline says, they don't just sing.
That's very true.
They kind of dance.
What I'm getting... We could do their dances.
Yeah.
Do you have the Posh Spice hand point down?
Yeah, because we got to do little extra fingers.
Yeah.
This?
You got it. She's got it.
It's like that?
She's got it. She legit, yo.
I practiced.
So, I like the sketch, the cutaway sketches that are the dream sequences. I think those are fun. But here, I'm not saying the Spice Girls can't act. They obviously can't act. What I'm saying is that the ancillary characters that are overacting, that kind of just really starts to piss me off a little bit sometimes. Like the manager just got like too big, but then the manager...
Yeah, but you know that's the point of it.
I do know that's the point of it.
You are.
And I'm not a
you
fan
understand
of that
this
move.
Wasn't
do you want
cinema.
Me to explain this to you?
Go ahead. Alicia talks movies and makes
it's
people
a
feel
spoof.
Dumb.
That's why. And the thing I love about it, you watch this now and you think this will never get made today.
No.
This would not get made. And even
but they could have touched
anything. Movies of the past wouldn't get made today. Mm. It reminds me of Airplane or something like that.
Right.
Where everyone's just over the top and it's meant to be that way.
Well, Hard Day's Night was, I think, a little bit more legitimate of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Help is very underrated as a Beatles movie and it has the same kind of thing. You have a lot of side actors who were very talented British actors with resumes doing the whole like overacting thing that kind of just amped up the spoof level and the fun of it, and I think that's what they tried
the
for
zaniness.
Here.
Yeah,
I mean, come on,
maybe it was the manager that just rubbed me the wrong
Richard
way.
Richard Grant, man, I thought it was funny. Yeah,
I loved his assistant that he fell in love with by the end. I was really a big fan of her loveliness.
Yeah.
I thought she was a sweetheart of a person.
I loved how he like sat up there and announced on the bus, like, you're coming into this town. And we're going to have finger foods and press.
It's like you can just tell us.
I do like that scene in Milan, too, when they're going to have the shirtless guys. And then they have like the unibrowed Italian stereotype.
Cut out Atlas chaps.
Yeah.
And that song's fun as well.
Yeah, we were talking, it's the Gary Glitter cover. And that's where you know Posh really can't dance because she can't even do that accurately enough.
Well. And I don't believe they really went to Italy.
I don't think
Just like I don't believe that wasn't the actual bus set. That was a set and not the bus.
Yeah. It's a ginormous bus. It's a magic bus.
It is.
It's like the TARDIS, right?
Yeah. It's the TARDIS. The TARDIS from Doctor Who.
Where it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
The Harry Potter bus, too. It's like triple-decker and can do that kind of thing.
There's a lot of magic in Spice World, including the feeling it gives you.
The magical feeling.
It makes you happy.
I will say this, okay?
What will you say?
I never disliked the Spice Girls. Okay. Everybody would make fun of them. I kind of like, I was in their corner because I would go home and watch MTV. And I'm telling you, Jerry Halliwell in the desert was like a huge turn on for a 12-year-old Macuga, 13-year-old Macuga.
Okay.
Throwing that.
Sure, she's happy to be part of your sexual awakening.
Yes, she was. And I was also, when it first came out, I was a big Baby fan.
Yeah.
And then I was a Jerry fan. I never really got on board with Posh because I thought Posh was like the hot girl in my high school that never would talk to me.
She was that bitchy hot girl that knew,
right?
No, that's still accurate.
Sporty Spice, I was always threatened by because she could definitely beat me at sports, right? And Scary Spice, I'm a racist, so. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Come on. I'm kidding.
Mel B was
always just so aggressive. Like, she was always in your face.
I think Mel B was the sexiest of the bunch, if we're just talking pure that. I love Mel B. But
really?
I had an affinity for Sporty and who she was. Again, that's how I have Q magazines. I used to subscribe to Q magazine. I kept all the Spice Girl ones.
Is it just the Q?
It's the British music magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Again, I was a rock DJ in the 90s, and I had some of that
stuff. Thanks, Ken.
And I loved them so much. I remember my sister went to London for a year after school, and I made her record everything, every moment she could with the Spice Girls performing on English TV on VHS tape, and then ship it to Canberra, Australia, so I could watch it.
Yeah.
And I was like so enthralled. I was like, the lottery over there, they have live performances, and the Spice Girls were on the national lottery. I was like, this is
moving
to London.
Like the Lotto?
The Lotto, yeah.
And they
perform?
Yeah, and
it's
they
It's not
perform.
Just some like woman in the Midwest going like, beep, like
and over. This was when they were huge. They were the number one all over the world.
And for those who weren't around at that time, or might too young to remember, the Codys of the world, this there was a Spice Girls mania that was legit.
Yeah.
Big.
Oh, yeah.
It was
everywhere.
Much like the New Kids on the Block mania in the late 80s. I mean, that was everywhere.
Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC and everything, yeah.
And I did dress up as Jerry once for school. So I went to an all-girls school, and we had to wear uniform every day, but then occasionally we'd have non-uniform days, and we could have different themes.
One
of the themes was Spice Girls, and I always wanted to dress up as the theme because I couldn't afford the cool clothes, and you'd get really judged if you weren't in the coolest clothes on a non-uniform day. So I dressed up. I made my own Union Jack singlet top.
Get out of here.
Like wife beater type thing. And I wore these tiny hot pants. I can't believe that I went to school like that and that mum let me go to school like that.
We don't either until there's pictures to
prove
it.
There is a picture. I will show you.
I challenge you now.
Well, Schmoville, I think we can all go out with the vision of Alicia Malone dressed as Jerry Halliwell, as Ginger Spice.
And I was like, girl power, and I was just as obnoxious as I am today. Yeah.
Maybe my favorite...
How'd you get in here?
Maybe my favorite line is when she's like, they say something like, oh, look at these people dressed ridiculously, and they're all dressed absurd.
Right,
that
at the
was
party.
Very
at
good.
The party.
Yeah, at the party. That was really good. Yeah. I thought that was a really well done line.
Oh, can someone please tell me what is the dress code here? Posh.
Yeah.
Did it again.
And the one plot... part of the plot I didn't really gather is their friend, the actress who's pregnant. She just shows up and she's pregnant and they have a baby.
Yeah.
But it did lead to a very funny dream sequence of them all living in one house raising kids.
And it was also talking about how fame has made them further away than who they started out to.
See? Commentary.
Right.
Commentary.
Social commentary.
Movies right. of our time.
Brought to you by, right. by Spice World on DVD. If you want to pick it up, go to Ken Knapsack's apartment.
I'll rent it out.
Find it anywhere
for five
else.
Bucks.
$5 each. Each
five
watch.
Bucks of viewing.
Guys, this is again. This is the definition of a guilty movie pleasure, in my opinion.
And oh yeah.
It's okay, guys,
I
girls, whatever.
Guilty.
It's. These are movies. Don't insult me on Twitter.
Yeah, they were outraged, weren't they?
Outraged.
Like, how dare
don't,
you?
This is a fun show. It's not a show for me to come in here and not have a good time. It's a fun time, guys.
Guilty movie analysis of yeah. the finest films of cinema.
Yeah. yeah. I would do anything for GMP, but I won't do that.
Hey.
Here's the thing about Spice Girls, Spice World, anything you want to say. I grew up as a music snob. Again, worked in rock radio. Was a music journalist for a mm-hmm. while. I was one of those guys like, oh, I already heard of that band. A friend of mine who was actually now a congressman who just is a freshman congressman told me one time, he goes, here's the deal. When you're in your 20s, that's how you are. When you're teens, 20s. By the time you get to your 30s, you don't give a boop about what you like. Mm. You like it, you're going to like it.
Right.
And that's what I came to appreciate with Spice Girls, Spice World. I know my music, but I love the Spice Girls and I love Spice World. It's a fun romp. It's a fun, cheeky romp, JTE.
Yep, and coming from the person who has the number one podcast on TV and film, I endorse Spice World.
This show has immediately gotten street credit in the movie community.
And I've lost all credibility.
And now maybe. For profiles on Ginger Spice.
For the 20-year anniversary, which is coming up with this release, they should
oh
get you. They should release a special commemorative edition.
Really
with, Alicia Malone episode.
Yeah, with your quote.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
Guys, this has been Guilty Movie Pleasures. Alicia Malone, Ken Knapsack, thank you guys for joining me.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure as always. I love the both of you very, very much. You know that. And you've turned me into a fan of Spice World.
Yes.
Next week, I'm not sure what we're going to do, but our new co-host of Guilty Movie Pleasures, Ben Begley, find him on Twitter, Ben Begley Comedy, will be the new co-host of Guilty Movie Pleasures. Until the next time, what is your Guilty Movie Pleasure?
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.